thank you for having me here tonight, Paul and Matthew and everybody. Should I speak directly into the... Okay, I'll do that for recording purposes.
You don't have to.
Don't have to, yeah. We'll go slow in there, thanks, yeah. Forbat, I know some patrons here, there are people here who know my work a bit, but for those of you that don't, I don't write poems, or haven't for about 30 years. I write books that are poetry books. And really, from about 81 to 2006, I was working on a single project of a family of interlinked 8 books. Obviously, I can't really give you a sense of this in a reading, but if you were to dive in and read the work over a period, you'd begin to see repetitions and links and so on. The model is more of mycelium than a collection, woven threads. So when I'm dealing with works like that in readings, I do a random thing and open a book and see where it goes. Just from the bibliographical point of view, there are a few books for sale here, this is a sampler book that came out last year, doing the same in English. It's called and was published in Ireland. So, most of my work has been published abroad. So, in the spirit of, actually down here in Cork a few years ago, using this random mechanism to finish reading, I'm not sure I opened it and got 2 blank pages and the book was finished, and then opened it again and got coda, go away more, sit down, I think the book was saying. It is the cosmos, and you gotta listen to the cosmos, I tell you. The cosmos is bigger than you are, for sure. I saw something that took my fancy there. Why not? This stuff. Going back about 20 years or so, I'll read a few and move along and stop the comments and so on here and there. In the music. When the leaves wither and begin to blaze and fall all the way down the ladder to each root web's radius in a plot, they make a brittle miracle of beginning a paintbox on the bright grass the dye is set. There it is, in the slack between one of the little stopped waves on the tin roof over where I know its nest is, in under the beam over the window, flea hunt. Quick, quick, gone. Log, at the problem wall, at the heart of the maze, do not impose your will. Being all ambiguous cloud places and so quiet, so that is there, could be called to. I think they, what's that, trickle on the map, a mosaic, could be an omen, I mean an end. Cloudberry and hare's tail cotton grass, messages come in flashes, ready or not. Nonetheless, perhaps, however, argument, disputation, dichotomy. Old circles, glints that in the cross grain, scarns revert, do not impose your will. Is it really the tenth? Can't be. Wait a minute. So many facts, so much manufacture, so little prey. Tickly pick, says the bird. Do you agree? Do you agree? Sometimes, briefly, even hear I, or I do. But then, a cat in the grass, amity, seed cup. Marching song. Tittle on the drum. A seated figure at a desk from at the back. A ten shun. A tube of dust. Descending steps, in some. It's the way they're always they, and never, ever, ever, ever. Plant your feet on the ground as the basis evaporates in a blur of academic backchat. I think I got that. Turn round. As if, as if, as if. The point of the story, the point of all his little stories was, note, poor me. As if the running could ever stop anyway. Each sour step collecting bitterness at each failure to pause to close the spaces between things and their settings. Selfish, lazy, blind, deaf, never growing up, never wanting to. Even their own children sacrificed to, particularly their own children sacrificed to this ego dark, this more, is the point. How do you feel about that? Close the book. Day star on a branch tip, raindrops holding in. They'll come, they'll sucker and lay siege, furtive and uninvited in the early hour, vanishing in a cloud of ionized futures, busy under the sun beginning. Dry sticks, footprints in the dust. A, walk away and their weapons are gone. Laugh at yourself, B, and they bury themselves in their own muck. Let everything, as it happens, C, happen between brackets, and the brackets, dreaming, bulge, skip the loop. The sun blocks the moon. The night blocks the day. Winter, spring, summer block the autumn top. Tap trowel, scrape. The gap between the footsteps on the stoop. In praise of painting doors. Just had a little narrative thing to it, I suppose. About 20 years ago, my son had a very serious accident, and this was a prayer for his recovery, so it felt like it was for Louis' recovery. And he was very well now, I have to say. In praise of painting doors. If your 5-year-old son falls from a high wall to concrete and fractures his skull, concentrate your love. Focus everything, everything, everything day and night, everything. Afterwards, all going well, leaving the hospital, take brushes and white spirits, everything. Don't underestimate the birth too of the clean rag in the pocket. White can be a bore, that's true. On the other hand, a whole lifetime can be a foil, too. That the congruence of colors and worlds has something to do with the pulse beat of blood of the human body might be worth looking into, but not yet. Health, lag. At waist level, sit and paint to your patient's boot top. The spine deserves pleasure too, not panic, not despair. Don't be proud of your house. Obviously, the jackal solicitor has its fangs in your neck. And there's a little matter of deep time. Paint on. Walls speak to doors. Doors answer back. However much tempted, never intrude. In the hallway, in the living room, oh, and here's one. In the utility room. Now where do I live? My children's feet in their shoes on the floor. Fly with positive possible energies, landing only to watch in delight. You too were something once. Return brushes to spirit. A force in the body of the work demands it. Sit. Eat. Ash tree sapling outside in the play breeze by the window. Having shed clutter, to the next house go, with a light pocket, a light heart, a light touch, a fire in the mind, and a plan lightly carried, as lightly let go. A little snippet, I suppose, from Africa. Permission. Who, diabetic, prone to gangrene, lost both legs, bit by bit. Whose family abandoned him, whose wife realigned. Whose case was taken up, who arrived back suddenly from the hospital in a wheelbarrow, who was constrained to sleep separately, whose gable collapsed in the rainy season, but seemed nonetheless content to live thus till his son came back from the mine, a tidy compound and a hard wife, who employed himself with us one day out of the blue under a tree, cutting the branches he could reach for kindling for tobacco mine, and just never afterwards quite went away. Who got about with chunks of tires on his stump. Who never missed a party at our place. Who must have watched me sit my young daughter on the slowly disappearing wooden fence of our compound, quality firewood, of an evening for a chat. Whose son came back from the mines in the end and, drunk, thanked us, florid and a little somehow threatening. So, that threads can intersect at the dead mesh of poignancy, yellow dust at my feet, blue mountains, far sky. I am quite sensible to this, it's let. And yet, so. Responsibility. Washing her clothes in a rusty old wheelbarrow by the dam, by the track, under the eucalyptus, where frogs at night fill the village air with her bright brown eyes and mouth connect in a smile whose radiance and playfulness the fine skin black. I thought I could get to know almost everything once, not quite yet feeling the bounce in the net. The Oxford English Dictionary of Sprains the Praetorian Encyclopedia of Mortgages, the concise Cambridge Political, when arcane thinking clicks in its conduit, tap, an artist is never poor, swallow that. The little exercise earlier tonight reminded me of this piece. I was asked, I don't normally do occasional poems, but I was asked for the 70th birthday of Roy Fisher, who's an English poet and jazz pianist, to do something. So I just reached for what books of his I had available on my shelves and opened them at page 70 seven times and took random phrases from those pages and then set myself to work with those. And as it was for his birthday, there was a little birthday present at the end of the piece as well. And having done that, they didn't have the wit to publish it on page 70, but there you go, for the fetch script. But then I did something then with that where I modified it. I think perhaps some of you know that I work by motifs. So in the new book, the motifs are pollination and honeycombing and so on. So I modified that to fit to this new book, Humming. The new book, Humming, which is only very few copies of it here tonight, at least. at a slightly cut price, too. Okay, so I'll just read this little piece for that was originally for Roy Fisher, and now has another life in this book of honeycombing and so on. One way or another, it should be said that the soft parts, wax print, are nine distinct reaches of the responsible, the night, continuity, not looking, quite, it's a long story, and colour drives the society. Go, little book, to the soft parts of the society, and nine distinct drives through over continuity, looking to be said one way. He's quite distinct, driven. The society reaches the responsible. Another long story, the night. Honey dab, odor book, said part. Part looking through continuity and the way another society is said to be nine books, soft, reaching responsible, knock. Part of the night book and a little story about a distinct continues to be said to be looking society in the eye, quite. One way books of the night, quite distinct another nine part way said looking, drive, continue, little. Or another way reaches the responsible honey farm through continuity and not looking, one way or another, thin and down, one way or another, one way or another. 3/4 pounds butter, 8 ounces brown sugar, 1 pound oatmeal. Melt butter over a low heat, stir in sugar and oatmeal, bake gas mark 3 for half an hour approximately to a golden brown. When cool, cut to taste. Bring some on a journey. Okay, happy birthday. This book, it's an elegiac book in a way, dedicated to my late brother and sister, but it tries to melt the frame of elegy into a much wider, even pre-human context. There's a little paragraph or two here somewhere that Court of the Press made an art object of a few years ago. It goes like this, and it Neanderthal burial site found in the 1950s in a large cave near the village of Shanidar in the Zagros Mountains of Iraq contains the body of a man who had been laid to rest one early June day 60,000 years ago with bunches of carefully placed flowers. First time flowers are known to have been used in a funeral ceremony. Analysis of the pollen deposits, which of course are now all that remain of the plants, shows that the tributes included cornflowers, hollyhock, ragwort, grape hyacinth, yarrow, St. Barnaby's thistle. And then the book goes on to play and develop the idea of flowers being much more permanent things on the planet than we seem to take them for. Anyway, the opening little piece is called Sonnet Song, and somebody he irritatedly asked me a year or two ago why they call it sonnet when it's 3 pages long. but there are 14 knocks in this, so the sound knock So that's good enough for me. Sonnet song. So I like meshing forms anyway, so lyrical and sonnet-like as well. Look, if the coin had landed on its edge, making the spaces to heads and tails, the space of all probability patterns lit up to date, stretched to an evanescent blur, one little thought experiment deserves another, then you this, me that, think. No. If rock of constancy, rubble of contingency, plant the thought, giving the bracket its view, its space, its elastic content, puzzle and itch, where's my sandwich? Ah, on the plate. Pop, it's gone. Knock. If you dedicate your little book to Mammy and get a prize, size matters, you know how it is, a million years of isolation and neglect, as if you deserve pampering as by right, just right, right? Knock. If a strange-looking fly walks across your page in quick, short bursts, stops, grooms its back legs thoroughly, you could say, with care, in this unbelievable world. Look at the evidence of literature, the evidence of art and capital, the evidence of the evidence, knock, knock. If the way of art is a hard, hard way, as you heard some old tin can say, dot, loud thing, cocoon, rose seed, blows, lead, and blossoms the wood now, if, sing cuckoo, the letter contend, the letter ablaze. If, put that on paper, last, emptily, good grief, is it? Knock. You bet, thanks, yes, okay, right, see ya. Knock, knock. Ah, yes, you're in an unfit state, but listen, so what, who cares? Where's my breakfast? At 53, tickle me. Food, fun, money, regularity, knock, 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 knock. Now your feet are on the ground, now one foot, now the other, the ground, the grass, your as yet undecorated bones, over your moving shadows, first this, then that, little butterflies, lifts and slips, clock, perfect, what the heck, I wanted love, you wanted the sex, tra-la, out cut the deck, your fingers tremble over what they may resemble, in this future of bliss, tra-la, you know how it is, tra-la, tick, tick, but what the heck, who's there? Circles, circling, circles. Circles, circling. Take your pencil and make that cold tick, tick. There's work to do. Then a stray piece turned up called the dog. The dog. The dog is barking in the laneway again. Who owns that dog? Do you? Do you? For a few years I've been working on a book called Several Dances. Why not this one? And there are dances of the mind, dances in space, language dances, and so on. And this one is language in space. I suppose it pops into the 17th century for a minute or two. I'm quoting George Gascoigne, if you know him, a lovely, lovely poet, in this piece. Really after the long project, the 25-year project, I was on a bit of a holiday and it struck me, why not write a poem now, a single standalone poem, what a simple thing to do. But then the temptation of the energy of working with motifs is very strong, so it's a single standalone book, but the dances interlink. I write, it's true. I believe this has been translated into Irish, parallax, on vellum. I haven't read it yet, that version. Moving in quick time, its thin body pulsing and searching, a little fly lands on my open copybook, moving towards the letter E and a full stop, then away quickly opening and closing its shiny slices in silence. Water moving by the bank and further out over the weir, black, brown, white cream, a fish breaks sky in it, rings repeating outwards, our words out towards another, over light invisible breeze parts, flapping the sides of the corridor, its glass, listen, listen, its glass taped sheet steel, each minute a shiver in the grass, three drops on a wide blade run together. I went to university for 10 years and learnt nothing, got a degree, then another. That teaches you that nothing is something. I place a rock at a cave mouth, who knows what it is, could it make it out? Are you proud of me now, mother? Trust me. Moving over the water and the water moving. One cherry petal on a snail's black back. Scratch and crosshatch. Dip, dart, then slip through airstreams to take off. is that the sound of your hand on a page, I wonder? The very name whereof may peradventure grind into every head of sundry supposition. Hey, where's my pen? Capture strand, surface tension, rain pellets on taut silk reeled in. I bought a new one last week, and here I am writing with it now. It's okay. In fact, I like it. It flows along. That's what a pen is for, flap. You're blowing bristles in the dark, your temporary arrangement in the larger temporary arrangement of interlaced overall design. Pits and peaks, a piglet upside down blowing on a chanter in the margin, its tune mute, moving over a moving water, little and twirly, working, walking, working, walking on. Here's one dance in the Book of Dances, which I've been having fun with. A very short dance is good when you're tired. Wiki Pan, it is thought the Mayans responded to the conquistadors, what is the name of your land? 1 foot, two. What? We don't understand you. Hence, Yucatan. Let's live then there for a bit. I am. Okay. An even shorter. Lock it. Place your cup on the table. Look up. What's that? Okay. I think I'll do a world print of this thing I've been working on, and I think it's kind of finished. It's called Tango. It's in the Book of one of the things this is dancing with is with Yeats's poem, which is quite buried into this. The pop end poem, you know, the title goes on the tango. I knew every branch of those trees beside our house, and used to climb each one as a little boy, and linger up there, head in the sky, swaying. It, map, weather. What's the regularity up to these days, then? If we step here, there, return, repeat, tap, drop, here, look, step, to, there, feeling, wheeling along, what then? A crow flaps air slowly in its low flight to land. My father was colorblind. Frangipane has simple, coral flowers described as funnel form, each with its five separate petals. You seem to understand me. Am I wrong? What? Tower of logic, river of thinking, rose of light, glint of the possible, shimmer of the tension wood of the forest too. 1 year later, into woven ghostliness, it would seem the paper to the pen laughing. 50 said think. Feel the tension in the wires relax. Plum, cabbage. A leaf in outline. That open notebook on a pile of books at eye level slantwise changes my writing to meet at mid-level to paper. The fairy tale world, I mean the physical, am I getting warm? Greets this monster, the mind. History whispers, powdered shrapnel, the delicate red dust of crumbled ancient instruments of war, hot tar, now stone, gleaming at a split center where a skull appears, the word for flame is flame. Then step down the corridor, underpaid cleaning staff spirited away, with the tart click of your steel-tipped cane, and a little dance through time, why not, 1, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, and turn the lights off on your way out. Okay? Then. This is part of the family of books. Sonata is book number 7 of the 8-book tribe. Sonata has a circular motif. I'll read a little bit of that. In Tsuzuba, the expression of movement downward as expressed by the stationary observer on the ground is palel, meaning let up, and the movement upwards, utse, meaning let down. When movement stops, the object is said to be either up, ate, or down, ut, but these carry the suffix ting to express what is thought of as a circular journey, however small, completed. So, ate-ting expresses an upward journey completed, as ut-ting a journey downward. So, footing na saba na natana slow, the bird has landed on the ground. I don't know. Not an act of mere will, not sheer assertion. Downward river parasion, mirror decisions in limelight, selective adventures, interviews, photos, things that go pop in the ego. I put my cup down, you've been around, I see, and gaze steadily towards, if not quite directly into, the center of this reconditioned limbo. Game, set, shake hands. The forms of escape are ridiculous. I will face you and fight, say the corpse. I've got a lot of confidence. What have you got? I've got what? Myth, ignorance, misinformation, and wishful thinking whisper the wings of the dragonfly. I've got notes, you've got the music. I've got an interview, you've got the job. Chorus, blah blah. In what key? Who's willy-nilly? Some background murmur is not the chorus. What have you got? A postcard. Of course you want to be happy. Of course you want peace. Of course you want to strike out on a new path. Of course. The diaphanous pliant bubble, extending, contracting easily, tap, reasserting the set limits, tap. That knocking, he said, tap, tap. Can you hear it? The Moroccan woodpecker. Oh, yes, I see it. The first raindrop in the dust sculpts a cup-shaped hole, many such bunched merge to become tiny streamlets, in turn making little channels, loosening and turning away earth particles, until the runoff is concentrated first into irregularities, then rills, then gullies, then streams. Minute crustaceans hatch from eggs that may have been glowing in the drought for half a century or more, and over hundreds of miles from where they were laid by their long-dead parents in the desert. Item, crest layer. Speleology, the study of objects beyond our reach. Space, air, touchability, the study of circular objects beyond our reach. There's a little note to that page in this book that the super language exists only in the author's imagination. Maybe I should finish soon. I have no idea how long I've been reading it. Well, this piece, why not stay with the circular thing? And the only other occasional poem I've written has been for the poet, in memory of the poet, Rick Adele. He was an English poet, fine poet, musician, steeped in the lyrical tradition of the 17th century as well as so-called modernist work. So I eventually wrote this patterned circular poem in his memory, a song and a dance for Rick Adele, who I think read in Cork. I think he did years ago, yeah. He stayed with us that time, yeah. About 10 years ago, maybe, yeah. A song and a dance. Remember that clematis plant Rick brought us here to Dublin, dug in by the new place, in flower now on a wall in spring, mindful of how it goes in quiet radiance that all does worth the caring for, tagged to Rick's tag, and a reminder. Remember that clematis, limber through lattice, in flat-eyed flowers on a wall, being spring in this climate, growing in radiance beyond all noise, that everything does worth the caring for, tagged to Rick's hand, and a reminder, grace. Remember that clematis, climbing in silence, twisting limbs through tacked lattice, embered everywhere in flat, chopped flowers on a wall, being spring in this, yes, steady. Trembling clematis, its crowded flowers, its teeming greens, in a light breeze now set out that year Rick came to visit us by the south-facing wall, mindful of how it shows in quiet radiance, bits of evidence too complex to hold still, and still not seen through that end-beginning nonsense to the new frame of life beyond our lives, tagged to Rick's plant, a reminder and a dance. Left out bin, clapped hand, dog slips in, closed window, plugged the kettle in, touched the tree, nod again, decide again, negotiate the gate, the railings and all that, inhale, exhale, bus goes by, cleared up, table, then around, the pebble drops in time, have you noticed, ice, glass, kids at school, around, then about, bus down street, frost floor, the mat, slipped off shoes, dance, angle of the house,
corner or a doorway, a stairway, hey, around the vent, clap, clap, tap, the tap, the sink, step, architrave, my notes, your song, quotes fall from the air, all dance, take bits from that, put those there, return to begin again, gain grace by degrees, only watch your step there and practice here. You are holding your breath. Here the air gives back its light to spare. Here fear is falling into the past, all dance, sprint, dancing away. Where is the tree bent severely to the left? I remember it below me as I write. A knot, a power, a birch blackened by traffic gives small green leaves this slice of brightness in the just begun over the black railings in the garden. Cars, a dog barking. Siren, a bus stop, all dance away. Around a loose thread, and remember that clematis plant Rick brought us here to Dublin, dug in by the new place, in flower now on the wall in spring. Have a cup of tea, I said. Have a cup of tea. I think I will. I did. The circle's an intriguing totem. Start it, and start again. Aha, they said, peering down at the specimen in the circle around the table. Stone circles, literary circles, circles under the eyes, twisting through its lattice, emblems everywhere, trembling, teeming in a light breeze, mindful of how it goes when it goes to bits, our lives, mistakes, radiance, a limber work, it is, yes, it, and failing tags are evident, mind my moustache, what's new, little understood, so very little understood, remembering that clematis plant Rick brought us here. I forgot to mention that Rick was about asthmatic, and breath was a very strong theme in his work, hence the lines, by degrees only watch your step there and practice here, you are holding your breath. He has a lovely dance poem too, where he's stepping through a garden and steps on a loose flagstone and the water comes up and he brings it with him. I'll finish. I'll finish, yes, with another sonnet. It has 14 paragraphs, so it is a sonnet. The odd names are pub names to me. Names like Rhapsody and Squash, The Gap in Your Understanding, The Damp Stump, and The Turning Worm. Okay, etc. And there's a dog in here as well. Okay, sonnet. At the Rhapsody and Squash a tankard, yes, and a dog at the door. Fuck, 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 fuck. At the flower... I didn't know dogs that say fuck. I don't know. Okay, let's start again. At the Rhapsody and Squash a tankard, yes, and a dog at the door. Fuck, 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 fuck. At the flowering blast, a nip. At the gap in your understanding, it's foretold, a thick mind. Or that must have been at the mottled earwig. Who will agree with what next? Continuing on even in a strangely revolving silence. So send help to the piebald piglet. At the legless egg, a glass of diminuendo mountain cascade. In the materials, the difficulty, under a cone of light, scratching the history. Swollen knuckles of an old man's hand. This one did that then, and then that one did it, and then. Love, life, happiness and grabbing, and a grippingly bitter, tender thought on fuck, fuck, tender thought. Behind the shop at the dank stump. Recording from across the street in the turning worm. In detail, in impotence, under the table where a tailor is. Sirens, brakes, impact at full speed. The police keep busy, bless me. There's a roof over my head. That's a roof over my head. Not a leprechaun to ink cap or caught thereon. Depths and confidence up there at tilt and broken slates to keep the rain out and the clouds in place. Posted a parcel to Berlin, dreaming. That book arrived intact too out of the blue, by the way. Cheers. I must type this up in italics and down because the other daisy wheels, dandelions, precipitous blue, yellow for beginning, green follows through this day. But let's not swallow too many old eagles. Like, well, they should look to their health. You know me, Mary, having the gods in you, isn't all that odd. Okay, thank you.